When I saw that, I was like, a small world. And you're, I guess you're a Carolina grad. Is that right?
100%. My blood bleeds light blue.
All right. I don't know if you can see that. Hey, that's a little stepbrother we got right here. So we're playing on Saturday, so please take it easy on us. Just be the top 20. Let's leave it at that.
We had some real off-color jokes about NC State from my college days, but I'll refrain from those.
My sister is a UNC graduate, so I've heard them all, I'm sure.
Small at least world. They're not from Duke. Okay, at least we don't have a Duke grad on this call.
Welcome to Flowing Sales today. We are honored to have Natalie Henley as our guest today. She is the owner of Volume 9. It's a digital marketing agency that has been helping notable brands such as Dillard's, Backcountry, Vitamin World, Tire Kingdom, Coppertone, Claritin, Landsend, a couple of names I'm sure you've heard, and more than almost 20 years. Natalie is a sought-after speaker and consultant who has given presentations all over the world. And today she has a new topic that she recently keynoted in a major industry conference in Vegas, all around how to drive value from social media. So maybe we just jump into that, Natalie. We'd love to hear what you talked about, how to drive value from social media, points you think are interesting, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think social media is really interesting as a channel and as a marketing strategy for businesses. And man, I spend a lot of time kind of talking through this high level. I think it's challenging for a lot of brands to, one, take that jump into doing social media. Because one, it's not necessarily a channel we're all familiar with. We don't live it, breathe it, communicate that way, especially some of us, like even myself, when I was in college was right when Facebook was starting, right? I didn't grow up on social media. Snapchatting my friends isn't my preferred method of communication. So I think there's just this feeling of initial reservation in social media altogether. And then secondly, when you jump in and do it, the big challenge with social media is unlike almost any other digital marketing channel that you might be sitting down and staring at a report on, it's really hard to attribute value from social. So what will happen is you might sit down in your office and ask your marketing team, hey, give us a report, what's working and what's not working. And they might spit out a document for you and it's going to say, okay, we went into our analytics profile and what we noticed is that paid ads drove this many leads and the website drove this many leads and this many leads got attributed to the trade show and this many leads, we just don't know what that is. So it's a category called direct in analytics, or the sales might go, hey, they were just a direct call in. And so you're looking at your report and you're trying to attribute where your leads are coming from. But the challenge is that very rarely does social media show up on that stack. Because that's not really how social media works. Very rarely is someone going to see a Facebook post and be like, oh my gosh, this is the manufacturer I need to work with. This is a key relationship I need to foster. Let me pick up the phone and call. Or they do, and they pick up the phone and call, and our analytics can't track it. And that's really what this boils down to, is trackability. As marketers over the last two decades, we went from the very beginning of my career where I started in market research and we had maybe three data points we could measure if stuff was working. And we are excited to have that in analytics. All the way to now, we have thousands of data points at our fingertips. But all of that data is based on something we in marketing call last click attribution, which is all we can measure is that last interaction before they became a lead. Hey, they walked us up to us at the trade show. Hey, they called. They Googled our brand name for some reason, came to our site and filled in a lead form. All we can see is that last interaction. But we know, especially in B2B, that there's multiple touch points. And Salesforce actually had a great stat on this. And on average, you should expect that you need to have 6 to 8 touch points with your prospects before they're willing to reach out to you. They also demand to be about 60% through their buyer's journey before they're ever willing to talk to you. So all of that stuff that we used to do in person or in traditional marketing now has moved to digital. And social media plays a really impactful role in that. And so when you're looking in the value of social media, you have to understand where it plays in that journey and on your marketing team. And you have to dig a little deeper because that first iteration of a report where you're just seeing what happened on that very last click gives you a little bit of your story, but it really doesn't give you your whole story of how your marketing is working together to drive clients.
So what do you typically suggest for folks that are starting out? Is this a thing where if it's not directly measurable, we just do it and trust that it's working? right? Like, how long should we wait to see results? What do you look for as indicators that what you're doing is actually going to produce results later on? What would you say to that?
Yep. So here's the thing is, I think when you're thinking about results is that I never recommend, oh, let's just have a channel, even though we can't measure results. Always smart to go, wow, everything we do needs to be measurable and we need to see it articulate to something meaningful to our business. So I think that in social media, one of the things you want to do is first you want to start focused, right? Don't have a bunch of social media platforms. If you're a manufacturer, almost certainly your two major platforms are going to be LinkedIn and Facebook. And there's different platforms for different brands for different reasons. Like, for example, if you're a packaging plant, you've got a very visual product, Instagram might make a lot more sense for you. But what you want to think about your social media, first and foremost, is it a good job driving my brand? And unlike other brand activities, the brand metrics on social media are extremely measurable. Are we gaining more followers? Are we building engagement? Are people talking back to us? Are people sharing our stuff? Are people clicking through to the website? So there's a lot of things you can measure to go, wow, social media is working to build a brand. And then there's a set of things that you can absolutely measure to go, wow, social media is absolutely driving leads or traffic to the site or help filling up our pipeline. So some things like that you want to be looking at, you can look at your analytics report and look at your social media referral traffic. One thing is, if you're investing in social media, I highly recommend you put UTM parameters on the end of your URLs, because Google, whether it's purposeful or not purposeful, is misattributing your social media traffic. A really interesting study came out last year that up to 50% of your social media traffic might be getting dumped into a direct bucket in your analytics report. And it doesn't surprise me in retrospect that Google's not bending over backwards to give Facebook traffic attribution, because they're very competitive with Facebook. They don't really want to give them channel credit. So you can track the traffic to the website. You can run things like special social media deals and offers. And you can also start to think of your social media as a really great place to start conversations. So instead of forcing someone to come all the way to the website to start a conversation, can you help get that conversation started earlier on social media and then pull them through to the website?
Yeah, I think a lot of maybe our listeners are maybe starting their social media journey. So in the manufacturing, industrial manufacturing space, what would you suggest to, aside from measurement, how do we even get started doing social media well? What kinds of things should we be posting? Should we focus on LinkedIn or Facebook, or how do you decide, right? Yep. Which one should be the one?
So the way that you decide your platform is think about where your customers most likely are. So I think a lot of brands, what they go is, which one do I like the best? I'll start there. I'm the most comfortable with LinkedIn, or I'm the most comfortable with Instagram, or I hate Instagram, I don't trust it. Start with the one you think your customers are most likely on. If you're not sure, your sales team almost certainly will know. And if not, that's a great moment in time for just a little bit of market research and insight and where your audience is. Between Facebook and LinkedIn, I would say that we've used both platforms very successfully in the manufacturing industrial space. And we've driven leads directly from those platforms for brands, and not paid leads. Like, not, oh, we put in a paid campaign and it drove a lead, which you can absolutely do, but literal DMs and reach outs. So here's how I would think about it is, so for one brand that we have, their buyer, what they're experiencing is basically a changing of the guard. Their buyers used to be the older dudes who, this is the way we've always done it. We go to the trade show, we forge relationships. But the new young bloods are coming in. They're in their about 30s. And their preferred social media platform, by and large, is Facebook. They're on Facebook regularly all day. And they are more likely to see something and DM you on Facebook than even come to your website and fill in a lead form. Juxtapose that with another one of our clients, also in the manufacturing space. Their audience is a little more focused on LinkedIn, because that's the platform that, so they don't have a direct consumer. They are working with other businesses. Those businesses and their reps are way more likely to be on LinkedIn than on the other platform. So that's the platform that we lean in on them. So it really does come down to that customer, but we've had a lot of success in both platforms in terms of driving leads. If I was in a manufacturer's spot, I was like, where do we start and what do we do? First thing you want to do is, who's our main audience? If we're not sure, look around, pick out a couple of your favorite customers and go, let's make a basic persona of these guys for now. You could always update it later. Once we know them, let's start thinking about, gosh, what kind of problems does, so let's say you have a persona and his name is Joe and he's in his 40s and he is a buyer for another manufacturing line and you're manufacturing equipment that you want to target to Joe. We want to start to think about, what are Joe's problems? What is Joe interested in? What does he react well to, right? your again, your sales reps probably know this, right? Joe probably reacts really well to humor, right? He probably really is interested in like trends in manufacturing and operations. He's probably not on Instagram. That's probably not Joe's thing. He's probably really interested in how it's made content. So if you start to think about Joe, it starts to form a content strategy. And what you want to do is you want to start with about 4 buckets of content type stuff that you want to share with your audience. In manufacturing, a good 4 to start with is just industry news. Everybody's thirsty for this. What's something interesting or insightful happening in an industry, especially their industry? Another great bucket is a little bit behind the scenes. If you're a manufacturer, people want to see how it's made. They want to know your people. They want to understand your values. We've got one manufacturer who everything they do is made in America, and their customers love seeing their employees, seeing them hang out on the 4th of July and have fun activities in the workplace and see how the product is made. You can have a bucket that is a little bit promotional. Hey, we have a new piece of equipment that's coming out, or hey, we have a new white paper we'd like you to download. And then finally, that last bucket, we like to just say it's just for fun or engagement. It's to test things to get your audience talking. So it might be like have some space on your social media every now and then if there's a really funny meme or a joke, or maybe you want to do a little giveaway and give away some swag. And that bucket is really just have a little fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously on social media. I think your audience will really appreciate that. So you want to start just posting consistently, making sure you include links back to the site, making sure your visuals on social media look good. If you're going to post a picture of behind the scenes, make sure you're not shaking a camera in a video. Make sure it's clear and in focus. You're in manufacturing. Nobody is expecting that you're going to go spend $100,000 a year on Adobe graphic design, but it just needs to look good. It needs to get the point across. The more authentic, the better. And then finally, what you want to do is when people start commenting, comment back. So that's the big thing, is that imagine you're hosting a happy hour. You've been hosting this happy hour. You haven't said anything for a really long time. Now, finally, you're doing stuff, you're inviting people in, and the first person walks in and they're a little nervous because no one else is there and they say something to you. Imagine if you don't talk back. So when somebody says something nice in comments, comment back, DM them, follow up with them. And it's a really great time to start letting your sales team in be part of your social media strategy of, yeah, share our posts, comment on stuff, DM people. If people comment on us, like their stuff back. It's a great way for them to start fostering those initial relationships in a really low risk way for your prospects.
If you're coming at this from the perspective of a leader, one of these manufacturers, one of these manufacturing rep firms, what have you seen works operationally having your team do this? Is this something where you've found, let's have it be just organic and everyone kind of posts for themselves? Is it better to have some sort of central kind of, hey, this is the kind of post we want to do, and you're assigned to this, and you're assigned to this, and you're watching it? Like, how do you actually have an organization make the change to succeed on social?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing you want to do is, let's say you have a lot of people who are like, oh, we're on social, we're going to talk on behalf of the brand. Awesome. Okay, first of all, if you have that, you're already doing better than half the manufacturers we work with. But let's say you've got that, and we're trying to get a team working together. The first thing you want to do is just have guidelines. Hey, on your personal LinkedIn pages, if you're going to say that you work here on LinkedIn, please don't comment on politics, don't comment on religion, whatever your core brand guidelines are. These are usually documented somewhere, but if not, it's good to write them down. But the big thing we say, like to say, is if you're not sure, a good starting point is start a little safer. Don't comment on the war if you don't want to have a take on it, or you're worried you're going to offend someone, or don't get involved in religious conversations. Don't talk about the election. Like, just ask everybody to stay away from the hot topics, and ask everybody to stay away from profanity. That usually gets you in some good guidelines. And then on LinkedIn, I would say that let people do, that's their LinkedIn profile. You want them to be authentic. What you want to ask them to do is just reshare company stuff, right? Like, hey, if you see us post something, like it, comment it, reshare it, send it to your audience. And then on the LinkedIn page, this is where I find it's good to either have a dedicated kind of social media person, either in-house or outsourced, whose job it is to control that main editorial calendar of, hey, every month we're gonna have a mix of content and a tone, and the look and feel is gonna be like this. And this is the key stuff we wanna communicate this month. So then that person controls the kind of the core message, and then everybody on their personal LinkedIn profiles can start to get to participate in that, create conversation, share that kind of stuff.
I'm probably the least social media savvy person sitting in this room or in your office, of course, but So it sounds to me like it's not just the content that you're posting, but it's important to have that, those reposts, those likes. And is there a time frame that works better to get your message across the masses better? Should it be immediate, or is it just, hey, as long as you do it, then you're accomplishing the goal?
So what I would say is what you're looking for in your calendar is consistency. Of, hey, if you follow me on LinkedIn, I'm going to give you at least a post a week or two posts a week. And what you want to do is you want to start out with something realistic. If you've never done it before, you're way outside of your comfort zone, shoot for a post a week and do something like that. If you are a little more gung-ho or you're a super social media user, you might go more. And then absolutely every now and then something's going to pop up with, wow, I feel called to share this right now. Maybe a new article is breaking and I want to comment on it right now. You can always do that stuff in the moment. And if you don't get to it, it's no big deal because your core calendar is going. And you can always just work it into your core calendar. Because unless it's something crazy cutting edge, it's probably going to stay news for a few weeks. Especially if you have a kind of a unique take on it. As it relates to engagement, so hey, you commented on something great. You want to try and get back to those folks within at least a week. They're not expecting that you like their comment right away or respond back right away. Especially if you're a manufacturer and you're not on social media that often. It'd be a little different if you were Nike and someone was commenting on your stuff. Everybody's, hey, if you get to me eventually, I appreciate it, even if it's in about a week.
Do you suggest certain tools people use? Hey, content calendars that post to LinkedIn, or hey, just use LinkedIn, or hey, you need a Sales Navigator account to really do this well. What kind of tool set do you recommend for people?
Yeah. So I would say if you're going to do social media, the first tool that you're going to want is some sort of scheduling tool. There are lots of them out there. We use Heyorka for our agency. That's a little more enterprise level because we got to manage a lot of calendars. Some really cost-effective cheap ones are things like Hootsuite, Later.com, those kinds of guys. So there's some definitely, there's scheduling. And honestly, a lot of the scheduling platforms are super similar. There's not major, until you start getting to enterprise level, there's not major feature upgrades. So find one that works for your organization. You might already have someone who's already adept at one. Maybe you want the one that's free because that's more tenable to you. So the social media calendar is in pre-scheduling is a really helpful tool. If you have a team doing any sort of design work, my strong recommendation is Canva. It's very cost-effective and you can get great looking designs in it. And they have a ton of templates designed to help you really create great looking social media content quickly without needing to go invest in a big expensive Adobe license, without needing to go pay for a really big in-depth graphic designer. If graphic design isn't something that you do well, it might be worth it to think about a freelance graphic designer or an agency, depending how big your shop is. But graphic design is definitely a skill. So you want someone who either could be adept at it enough to use a tool like Canva, or you might start to look around for a freelancer who knows how to use a tool like Canva. So that's another big tool that I would recommend. And then outside of that, another thing to be thinking about is in these social media platforms themselves, you're going to want to set up a small ad account so that you can pay to boost your posts. What I mean by that is if it's worth posting, it's worth putting a couple bucks behind, but social media has effectively changed, I know, shock, over the last decade. And now in order to get in front of the majority of your audience, you have to pay a few bucks to Facebook Meta, or LinkedIn to get that content in front of them. But what's also cool when you do that is you can put a box around your ideal buyer persona and pay to get your content right in front of that person. So you're showing up organically in their feed, even if they've never heard from you before, because you've input their audience information. And you don't have to dump a fortune of money in it. Even 5-10 bucks a post can go a really long way. So those are probably some of the major tools. And then as you get more into social media tools, more tools might come into it. So as you mentioned, like a LinkedIn Navigator. So if you've got a sales team, for example, they should have a LinkedIn Navigator account. They should feel adept at LinkedIn. That should be a comfortable platform for them. And if they haven't asked you for a LinkedIn Navigator, they're just probably waiting until you are in a good mood to ask for it, because it's a tool they really need to do prospecting. But Navigator is really well. And then there's some great other tools, like depending on which platforms you're really leaning into, there starts to be really great tools by platform. So like, for example, if you're really trying to build a lot of followers on LinkedIn, there's a great tool that you can add in called LinkedIn Helper. And there's all these kind of different things that you can then jigger, whether it's, oh, I'm trying to grow Instagram, I'm trying to grow my Meta audience, I'm trying to grow my LinkedIn audience. So there's different tools that kind of help you achieve those objectives, just depending on the platform you're really leaning into it and what you're doing with it. if you don't have a big sales team and you're not really using LinkedIn to prospect, you probably don't need a LinkedIn Navigator account. But as soon as you got one sales guy and he's starting to build relationships on LinkedIn Navigator, is going to make his or her life a whole lot easier.
Let's say a firm starts using that, you know, they have 10, 20 employees, something like that. How long should they wait until they start to see some sort of results? And maybe, I don't know if you have examples, but what's maybe the fastest you've seen starting to getting some sort of tangible results, and what did they do?
Fastest thing I saw was the very first month we started posting on a LinkedIn page, someone started commenting on the photos that we sold them, and they were calling us right away. And it was a manufacturer. What we were showing was behind the scenes and how organized and tidy the shop was. And somebody just responded really well to that. And they were like, oh my God, you sold me. I'm calling right now. So that's the fastest.
And that was just because it looked clean.
It looked great. Yep. And we shared it. And that's when you think about your social media, you want to communicate in bite-sized messages. Don't cram in, hey, we're organized and we work hard and we're made in the USA and this and that all. Think about bite-sizing it. For that particular brand, they also get really good response in made in USA. But for that, for whatever reason, that one, someone was just like, this company's on it. These guys know what they're doing. But the more average that I would say is usually around the 6 to 12 month mark. Of like you were really working it, you're building the audience, you're getting the DMs, and it's starting to feel like, yes, we're driving leads from this, not just building brand. You're building brand metrics, you should start to see pretty much right away. You should start to see things looking positive in your social analytics on things like, are we building engagement? Are more people following us? Did somebody like a post for the first time? You should start seeing that stuff pretty quickly. But the, oh man, this is turning into to real results for us. Usually the 6 to 12 month mark, it can happen sooner, it can happen later. But that's why, too, it's really important that, because in manufacturing specifically, the thing that you'll want to look for is comments and DMs. Your audience is going to feel like they're going to be scrolling on their phone and they go, oh, cool, reach out to me. They're not going to want to click to another website and fill in a form. Sometimes they're simple folks. They send you a DM and they hope you get back to them. So
okay. Watch those DMs.
That's it.
There. Okay.
Oh, a DM is a direct message, or like it's your inbox message.
Ernie, questions you have, Craig? Just
no, I think the biggest thing was it's just the importance of the reposts and the comments by your organization can help get the message out even quicker to the customers or whoever you're focused on. But also it's interesting hearing about the brand awareness and how that should be something that you could recognize pretty quickly. And I agree. I think that the brand just feeds into the whole actual prospecting and opportunities and establishing relationships. But the brand is if you're able to see that from the get-go, then this makes this a very powerful tool for somebody like us as a manufacturer's rep. Is we can get the brand of not only our rep firm, but also the companies that we represent, then it becomes more than a useful tool. It becomes a tool that should be used every week to get the messages across for the people we represent.
Oh, if that makes a prospect happier, then you starting to tag and reshare their content. Because they're on LinkedIn doing the same thing. I'm trying to share something. Does anybody care? Am I sending this to the void? Isn't it great when it's your manufacturing company that's the one that's cheering them on, or your sales rep that's trying to build a relationship? Like how much easier it is to forge a relationship when you're the person commenting and liking their stuff and resharing it and sending them a DM with a funny meme, and how much like later that is to get that conversation and that relationship started, and how appreciative people feel when you comment and like on their stuff. Not that many companies are doing it, especially in the manufacturing space.
Yeah, I was going to say in our world, it's minimal. It's wide open from the standpoint from a manufacturer's rep, a agency perspective. It's something that we personally don't do a good job of, as Curtis knows, but it's something that I don't think the industry as a whole does a very good job with. I think there's a lot of room to grow from the folks that we're focused in on from a manufacturer's rep, as well as the manufacturing space.
I think you've given us some really tactical things to think about that people can take action on and some broader perspectives. Is there anything else from your experience that you would want to tell a manufacturing rep firm or a manufacturing firm that wants to get into this? And then along those lines, how can they have questions for you? How do they reach out to you? How can they get in contact with you?
Of course. I think first and foremost, my biggest advice to manufacturers is start small and easy. I think what happens is you get in a room, you hear about the value of social, you realize it's a channel you're not even using. And then everyone's got ideas. And all of a sudden, someone wants to do TikTok and someone's got is saying, hey, I'll do our Instagram page. And all of a sudden, you just go all in. I think that's the you go from I don't want to do it. So let's go for it. And just start pick one platform, do great on one platform that can do great things for your brand, or maybe pick two, right? Just start small and expand from there. But you want to focus your efforts, because what's going to happen is that person that's really excited about Instagram all of a sudden is going to get another job and nobody else is going to want to do Instagram. And you'll have had this page that you started doing stuff with that's now laying dormant. It's a lot better to get focused and really think about where our audience is and start from there. And then if you, one thing you guys are welcome to share in your podcast is every time I do a speech, I have some sort of tool or template. So one of the things that I've got on our tools and template page right now is the presentation slides from the keynote I gave in Vegas on this topic. And I just gave it again in Orlando about a month ago. So you can, if you go to v9digital.com/templates, you can get a copy of that. Plus, every time I offer a digital marketing template, I just toss it in there. So I've got social media templates. I've got ChatGPT prompt templates. So if there's something in digital you're trying to work your way through or your team could use, there's probably a template in there that would be helpful for them. So you're welcome to give that out, to give out some templates and give out the slides for this presentation. And then the easiest way is to come to our website, v9digital.com. Reach out, contact us, we'll get to you right away. Or you're welcome to reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're a LinkedIn user. And my URL slug on LinkedIn is really easy. It's linkedin.com/in/optimization.
That can be their first, the first step of their journey on LinkedIn. They reach
That's
out
right.
to you.
No, LinkedIn, right? And then, let's be friends.
I appreciate you guys, you coming on at such short notice and sharing your thoughts with us. I think it's a really important topic. Like you said, Craig, not a lot of people are doing it. And so I hope a lot of people take what we learned here and they can start seeing some results. So we appreciate your time.
Take it easy on my Wolfpack Saturday, please.
Oh my, I wish I had a Chapel Hill something right now to pull up in response.
I appreciate your time. This was super helpful, especially for me from a personal standpoint for my business. So thank you for the time. Thank you for all the tips and tactics, and look forward to talking to you again soon.